Emotions unleashed by a court ruling. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Thousands turning out in protests across the country over the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in New York City.
We saw protests erupt across the nation, pointing out that one specifically in Phoenix that got quite out of hand. Here in New York City, no major issues to report at this time, but thousands of people all over the place gathering to either mourn or celebrate this decision. These are the most recent protests that happened just today. Dallas, Cincinnati, Milwaukee, Charleston, South Carolina, and then out in Philly, too. They had pretty big turnouts there. In Washington, D.C., the protester actually climbed to the top of the Frederick Douglass Bridge, and he slept there overnight.
The ruling has triggered abortion bans in a number of states. President Biden is in Germany for the G7 summit.
German hosts choreographed a pretty elaborate welcome ceremony at the airport in Munich, complete with riflemen and some musicians, and he's not going to have any events until tomorrow. And at those events, we've learned that President Biden wants to talk to other world leaders about lowering their carbon footprints, their emission standards. And that's the word from top Biden officials as Air Force One was crossing the Atlantic.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Austria. With the July 4th holiday fast approaching, many people will be facing expensive travel costs.
Passenger counts are up. Flights are more expensive than a year ago, and delays and cancellations are happening with frequency, especially over the past 10 days. According to the travel website Hopper, the average price for a flight is now costing Americans $330. For those opting to drive instead of flying, you're looking at paying about $70 to fill up your tank. So you've got to weigh which one's more expensive.
Fox's Phil Keating at Miami International Airport. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We're learning more about the man who opened fire on three separate pride events on Saturday in Norway, killing two people and injuring more than 20 others. Fox's Kitty Logan is in London.
Norwegian authorities are calling this an act of terror. They say the suspect is an Islamist extremist with a history of violent episodes. Now, police have detained the suspect on suspicion of murder and terror charges. He is a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen of Iranian origin. The shooting took place in an area of central Oslo where there are many bars and clubs. The gunman opening fire at three separate locations, one a popular gay bar.
Fox's Kitty Logan. A U.S. soldier admits planning to kill his colleagues is part of an effort to wipe out Western civilization. Fox's Roger Stern has more.
Army Private Ethan Meltzer of Louisville, Kentucky, pleaded guilty in federal court of plotting to kill members of his unit in 2020. The 24-year-old also admitted to trying to support terrorists and illegally transmitting national defense information. Authorities say Meltzer was a member of a violent anarchist group called the Order of Nine Angels, which supports neo-Nazism and Satanism. His lawyer initially denied membership, but authorities say Meltzer wanted to infiltrate the military on the group's behalf. He could face 45 years in prison. Roger Stern, Fox News.
A federal jury has awarded $21 million to the family of a pregnant teen who was shot and killed by undercover police officers in Northern California 5 years ago. Elena Mondragon was a passenger in a car that collided with a police van. Officers opened fire, fatally shooting Mondragon, who was only 16. Her family's wrongful death complaint described the killing as a botched covert arrest operation. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.